in a world drowning in noise, where truth is often buried beneath layers of propaganda and misinformation, there's a need for a different kind of a network. A network of creators that cuts through the clutter, that doesn't shy away from tough topics, and that delivers the unfiltered truth. We are Trim Radio Network. We are creators. We are innovators. We are investigators. We're the ones who aren't afraid to call a spade a spade. If you're ready to participate in thought-provoking discussions, informational topics, and of course today's biggest headlines, subscribe to our YouTube channel today. We're Trim Radio Network. We're cutting the bull and serving the truth.
Welcome to Revelation, where prophecy meets science. Join host Peter Kling, the Einstein of biblical prophecy, as he uncovers ancient truths with modern insight. Prepare to see the world in a whole new light. And now your host, Peter Kling.
Welcome to Revelation, everyone. Again, I say my audience may be small, but they are about the most awakened people on the planet. They are truly intelligent people. And I thank all of you for listening and indulging me here in this next hour. We're going to hit another interesting subject that's both biblical, very much in the book of Revelation, very much in the book of Revelation. And it's now coming to light. It's being, the drip, drip, drip is starting to run quicker. And I'm talking about aliens and extraterrestrials, interdimensionals. And we've touched on this subject in our previous show, but we're going to look into it more tonight because the world has taken a different dynamic. And we're actually going to see some major changes coming quite quickly. As a matter of fact, a major change, politically speaking, has happened over the last 24 hours, 24 to 36, somewhere in there, depending on what time zone you're in. Ruskell, have you been following much of Trump's visit to China? Just out of curiosity.
No.
Well, here's some interesting things. First of all, it wasn't the real Donald Trump that went over, number one.
Surprise!
It was short Trump. Yeah, it was short Trump. Because Donald Trump that we were seeing on the footage of Trump's visit to China is 6'3". Again, go back to the height. Let's see. President Xi is not 6'3". And so we were looking at short Trump talking to the premier of the CCP communist China, which may not be quite as communist as what it once was. But from what I understand, Trump came away with a lot of interesting trade deals, as one could expect. And the biggest deal was that China is no longer going to be backing Iran. Ruskell, what kind of leverage do you need to go in there with and get that result?
I don't know how he got that done.
Yeah. Because we're not dealing with just another American president. We are most likely... We are dealing with the power of an extra-dimensional force. Extra-dimensional.
He must
not
have
just
inter. You think he's got something on him? Maybe he's got... I can't imagine that he was able to twist that guy's arm.
Maybe you're dealing with the King of Kings. I say that the King of the Pit of the Abyss, the Eighth King. The one that springs from the seven? They were, damn, right back to Revelation. And if you're going in with the backing that this entity that Trump may have, and it doesn't matter whether we're seeing the real Trump or the fake Trump, if it's part of this, what they're calling white hats, it's being backed by a very powerful interdimensional extraterrestrial, which once may have been terrestrial.
That's a bold statement, Peter. Please explain.
Well, here, this is what we have been seeing within the playing out of Revelation 9 and Revelation chapter 17. It's prophecy playing out, and it's knowing how to read, if you want to call it, the tea leaves of prophecy. And a lot of people say, oh, you know, tea leaves, that's crazy. Yeah, crazy. It's what you see. The tea leaves are not what matters. It's what you see as you stare into the bowl of water. Nostradamus, when he wrote his quatrain, would stare into a bowl of water as if it were a mirror into the future. Think about that. And so that's where the reading comes. And it's not that I know how to read tea leaves per se, but I look at the Bible, the scriptures, the prophecies, as if it's a bowl of water, to see how those prophecies are playing out now. And I'll give you a good reason to do that. Ruskell, I've talked about this time and time again. The Gulf oil disaster, Revelation chapter 8, 8, and 9. John says, I saw something like a burning mountain being thrown into the sea. What? Go back and look at the YouTube footage on that. That thing was huge. That drilling platform was huge. And it, what did you see? It fell into the sea, didn't it? That's what I saw. Right? And so this thing falls into the sea. And then John says, I saw what looked to be the blood of a dead man. What did we see floating on the surface of the water around that thing where the oil leak was? Did you see good old black coal coming up out of the ground? Texas tea? You know, what did we see? We saw like the big giant clots of blood riding across the water. That's what I saw. And then what did we see? A third of the souls in the sea died because of this. And a third of the boats were wrecked. And a year later, a third of the Louisiana fishing fleet was out of business. A third of the boats were wrecked. And I thought, wait a minute. I know what I saw. Is this what John saw? Could this be prophecy being fulfilled? And if it is, who caused that problem with that oil platform? What caused that oil platform, as big and as huge and mountainous as what it appeared? How did that burning mountain fall into the sea? Prophecy fulfilled. Doesn't matter who caused it, but that's what we saw. And so now what are we seeing here today? Trump goes to Beijing, he goes to Z, and he said, you're going to do it my way. And we're going to make great deals, and we're going to actually prosper, all of us, and together we will take down the synagogue of Satan, who has been controlling this planet for the last 600, well, yeah, pretty much, at least the last 5,000 years, as far as the synagogue, the worshiping place of Satan, as well as the whore of Babylon. And we're going to get more into detail of this Babylon the Great. You see, who controls China? Driscoll, do you have any guess who really controls China?
I know you probably want me to say the Rothschilds.
Almost, yes. You got 50% of the answer correct.
Yeah.
To an extent. The people who actually control China are the dragon families, the dynasties that have been there for a very, very long time. Kind of like the royals of Europe, but in an Eastern philosophy manner. They think of the Emperor of Japan. Very long dynasty. And that's who the land and that's who the people actually belong to. But the country has been taken over by the Rothschilds coming out of the city of London, the city within a city, the one leg of the Vatican. Actually, it's the second leg of this system. The Vatican has had three city-states. Goodbye, Washington. Washington, D.C. is no longer a Vatican city-state, and the remains of what it was is most likely going to be dealt with over the next year. There's a big mop-up operation. It's a continuous mop-up operation, which will take place at different levels over the next several years. This is all part of setting up the Eighth Kingdom, the Eighth World Power. Now, who are the three most powerful men on the planet, would you say, Riscala?
Well, of course, Mr. Trump, and probably Ching Chong.
President XI. I would name Putin. I would say Trump, Putin, and Z, three most but between those three countries, you've got a massive control of nuclear explosives.
Good point.
Yeah. Though any one of those three countries could annihilate life on Earth. And who built up the Russian nuclear arsenal? It was the Soviet Union. Who created the Soviet Union? It was a product of the Bolshevik Revolution. The Bolsheviks created essentially the Soviet Union. And who were the Bolsheviks financed by? Rothschild and Oppenheimer. Why? It always comes back to that one family. They've committed so many crimes against humanity to the extent that they could over two centuries for sure, including the Napoleonic Wars. They financed the War of 1812. They wanted to finance, they semi-financed the war between the states. They certainly propagandized it. They fomented World War I, World War II, the Korean War, the Vietnam War, the war in the Middle East. And what they want to do is create the war between China and the United States via their proxy, Iran. Sick people. This is what is being stamped out, and the Vatican rides on their backs. They all report back to the Vatican, governmentally speaking. It's the Vatican, it's religion. Babylon the Great. Babylon the Great. And so the eighth king turns on Babylon the Great and destroys religion as we know it. Which brings us back to another subject of our topic tonight. Riscal, did you hear that that the government, Trump's government, has sent out envoys essentially to talk to the groups of the head of churches here in the United States? Did you hear? What was the subject matter? You're laughing. Come on, chime in.
Somehow they have gotten some of the, I guess, some of the bigger pastors, some of the larger, you know, the larger churches, and told them to get the people ready because we're going to disclose all about the UFOs and aliens and who knows what. And then I guess last Friday, something was released last Friday. I don't know. I'm done looking at all this. This is all distraction to me. I just don't want to waste my time on it. I know there's extraterrestrials. There's no question in my mind. When you think about somebody, when you say God is an extraterrestrial. He doesn't live here.
well, not exactly. At least, well, let me put it. I'll qualify this statement. The gods that planet Earth has worshipped over the years are all extraterrestrial, interdimensionals.
Yep.
Our creative father, Yahuwah, is the life force in which we live and is literally the life force within us. It goes, we can go back to string theory and I can explain it scientifically. You go from a singularity, only one dimension, which is pure energy, all of a sudden expands. Boy, there's a picture which kind of shows this, but it all of a sudden expands into at least 11, it's believed 12 dimensions, but super string theory says, hey, it can expand as far out as it wants. It doesn't have to stop with just the dimensions in which we reside in. And here's an interesting thing. It takes the first 7 dimensions to support the 3-dimensional physical world in which we live. We actually live in dimensions 8, 9, and 10. 10 fingers, 10 toes, hello. The earthly complete number, biblically speaking, is 10. But God's number is what? 7. God's number is 7. You need those 7 spiritual dimensions to support the 3 physical dimensions. And the 7 had to come before the 3, mathematically speaking. Without those 7, these 3 would not exist, mathematically speaking. There's the science of the Bible. Hence, Einstein, a biblical prophecy, yay, ram. And so when we look at this and we start deciphering what's going on, the picture becomes more and more clear. And that's why you folks listen to this show. To get more clarity, you want to know what's going on a higher level and what's being controlled and how our future is winding up. And here are the prophecies which can be explained to see what is going on. And it takes us back to Revelation chapter 9 and tonight's show. The religion has been put on notice. Something I've said, number one, how do you take down a religious empire? The first thing is you let the children speak. What's the coup de grace? Hey, we're aliens. We're extraterrestrials. We're interdimensionals. We are your biological engineers. Number two, biological engineers do not need to prove that there's a God. You know, we have spirituality. We have a spiritual drive as a species. We know things. It's just that we're dealing with an interdimensional world. And to know things on an interdimensional level, not just transforming time and space, but interdimensional. That's, you got to be at a different level to do that. It's very possible. People do it all the time. Hello, Theta. And when I refer to that, hello, Theta, Theta is the rhythm of the brain when it matches the rhythm of the Earth without the gamma rays that we've been being hit with. about the Schumann resonance. When we sleep, we vibrate at the same speed of the planet Earth. It is all alive. And so when you vibrate with planet Earth, guess what? You heal with planet Earth. Think about that. But right now, our Earth is in decline. But that's okay. We've crossed the equator of the galaxy, and better days are ahead. But you know, we got to get it through a bunch of stuff. But anyway, getting back, they gave religion notice. Extraterrestrials were coming. Now, exactly what they were told, I don't know. Have you heard anything more about that, Riscala, other than, you know, they told them, hey, it's coming?
No, not really. My concern is, you know, who said this? I think it was Reagan that said, could you imagine what would happen to the world if we were, quote, invaded or visited by aliens? The whole world would come together. All the fighting would stop. So what if they use this as an excuse or as an avenue to bring in this one world government?
And why is Trump doing it? Why is Trump doing it? Now, you know, time's not going to permit it. It might if depending on how things flow. But why is Trump permitting it now? Why didn't Obama Bush 2 or Clinton or Clinton? I love kid. Wasn't it little Timmy wanted it or Jimmy? Maybe it was both. Wanted to know if aliens exist. And what was Clinton's response? They just won't tell me. Something to that effect. I've asked people, and they just won't tell me. So that was his answer to that question. Yep. Hey, you know, what can I say? When you live in a government of secrets, don't expect the truth. Don't expect the truth. You know, I can neither confirm or deny that the answer to that question, or that, you know, can't tell you whether it's true, can't tell you whether it's false. We do our best to get to the truth. Not some government agency. Not any government of this planet. You know. The information that my enlightenment did not come from this realm. It certainly has been interdimensional. Sometime we'll talk more about that. I'll do a show, but it started off interdimensionally and it goes back centuries. Anyway, once upon a time we were all a thought, now weren't we? But it's the mission in which you get sent on. And, hey, I know they're out there. I bumped my nose with what I would consider extraterrestrials when I was 18. Yeah, I figured them out, and they didn't like me very much after that. Interesting, sure. I'll give you a very abbreviated version. I was madly head over heels and date with this girl, and we were dating. Her parents loved me like a son they never had. She had a younger sister who was a twin. I later found out that her father was a very high ranking Freemason and her mother was very high in the Eastern Star. They practiced those religions, including what I later kind of came to find out. It's like, how did the twin die? Why did one twin die and the other one live? They're twins. Shouldn't they both have the same issues? Identical twins. Was the one sacrificed, considering their high rank within this organization? Who at the darkest levels requires live child sacrifice because they are from the synagogue of Satan. Yeah. Think about that. And so who are they worshiping? I don't know, but that was my first bump with interdimensionals, extraterrestrials, It was a very interesting experience. But they told me they were going to kill me. And that's a whole other show in itself. But anyway, so there's a flip side to that. Yeah, I guess I was working for the right people, wasn't I? Where, you know, Scully, you know, Dr. Rand, he also had interdimensional experience at a very young age, and they liked him. But they were different. I wasn't taken to some spaceship. I was taken underground.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I would swear I was in the bowels of a castle. And the ceilings were the lights. Somehow the ceilings, they gave off this glow, which were the lights. I've heard that same story coming out of Antarctica in one of the structures that were entered down there. The ceilings were lights. Crazy. And I had this experience over 50 years ago. So long before they were, you had special forces checking out things in Antarctica, which again ties into the interdimensionals, the extraterrestrials, and those people who have been supporting the satanic system of evil. There's a new sheriff in town. There's a new sheriff in town, and there's a war going on. It's actually it's an interdimensional war. Now, I thought about this, and I asked some people who, you know, that are very well versed in the Bible, could this be, and are somewhat awake, could this be what's going on? And they said, geez, I can't argue with that, but it seems to be logical, but I can't tell you any different. It sounds pretty good. But here's the thing. We're right back in Revelation chapter 9. And Riscola, can you put up that first picture? And just to cover Revelation chapter 9, a star which falls from heaven opens up the key, has the key to the pit of the abyss, and he opens it, and out comes this horde of locusts. Well, people confuse this a little bit. They are called the locusts, but they don't look a whole lot like locusts except for their wings. And they come out of this smoke that looks like a blast furnace. And if you're looking at our screen, this is what they look like. This is an artist's depiction. Bodies the size of horses. They look like they had a horse body, but you looked at their faces, and they had men's faces, lion's teeth, long hair like women. They had wings of locusts, but tails of scorpions. And they were told not to harm any of the vegetation, but only to sting the men who did not have the seal of God in their foreheads. And they went stinging the men, and the men pled for death. They pled to die, but death kept escaping from them. They couldn't die. They were being painfully hurt, but they couldn't die. Interesting. The order hasn't been given yet. Let's take a look at this picture and break it down. You look at their faces, and they had men's faces, but they were the size of horses. They could fly, and they had stinging tails. I think of the movie Aliens. Oh my God, but not quite. But this is an interdimensional force. And who are they going after? Those who don't have the seal of God in their foreheads. Those people on the planet who are working against God. We find out, but looking at what we've got here, and whenever there's a reference to a horse, That is war. That is biblical war that is going on. Horses are taken into battles. What did Jesus come into Jerusalem on? On the colt of an ass. He came in peace. When you read Revelation chapter 19, he comes back riding a white horse with the armies of heaven, all riding white horses. It's a pure war to remove everything unpure from this planet, including what may be the current regime. But it says in Revelation 9 that this army, this interdimensional alien army, has a king over them, the king of the pit of the abyss. Skulk, we have a picture too. The king of the pit of the abyss. In Hebrew, he is called Abaddon, but in Greek, he is called Apollyon. We know him more as Apollo. But quite interesting, when we talked about Trump's abode on the 66th floor of his Trump Towers, he had a picture of Apollyon over his fireplace mantle, Greek urns on the mantle itself. Everything was gold. And the article questioned if it certainly, or actually they said it certainly appeared that Trump pictured himself as the Greek god Apollo, Apollyon. Interesting connections. Hey, I didn't make those connections. That was the Daily Mail back in 2016. Go back to what we do that show about four shows ago, Ruscola?
I think it's four shows ago.
Yeah. Maybe. So here we have a connection. And the one picture that I forgot was, you know, what extra dimensionals come in next? Extraterrestrials, which are talked about, interdimensionals. The picture I forgot to get was the picture that showed the four angels at the River Euphrates being unbound. But in lieu of that, if you know, we have the king of the pit of the abyss, the king that was but is not, which comes out of the abyss in Revelation 17 and becomes the eighth king of the seven world powers. This is the eighth world power. And how have they been depicting a Trump? Ruscola, how many times have you seen in the past couple of weeks, especially since the King Charles was here, but in the past couple of weeks, how many times have you seen Trump dressed as the king?
I've seen all kinds of versions of it. I've seen the golden statue. Oh, boy. Caught your breath, huh? We shall worship at the altar of the golden statue. I can't believe it.
You know, let's see what kind of statue they come up with. But this Sunday, folks, stay tuned. We're having national rededication of the United States to God, which is interesting considering what we're talking about. The four angels at the Euphrates release, and so now they are in charge of another type of warfare. It says myriads of angels show up. Ruscola, can you go to the next picture?
That would be...
picture three?
Yeah.
Horses again. Horses. Why horses again? Warfare. We are talking about an interdimensional warfare that is going on. The bodies of horses, the heads of lions, the tails that are snakes, venomous snakes, and they're told to kill a third of the men. But again, warfare. Now the riders have a breastplate, the yellow part is sulfur and the red part is fire, and these lions breathe fire and sulfur. This is an everlasting destruction. This is one there is no resurrection of. When these people are dying, when these people are executed for what they have done, their whole family tree will be taken down, and neither root nor bough shall be left. And they will become as enemy, as dust under our feet. According to Micah, the fourth chapter, verses 1, 2, and 3. And verse 2 is very interesting. It says, "For those of you who respect my name, Yahuwah, Yahweh, Jehovah, you will become like young, strong, like young, fattened calves." And what does that? The sun with healing in its wings. Sun with wings? Now, there's a whole nother show. Yeah, sun with wings. Anybody say Nibiru lately? Well, Nibiru, Planet X, whatever you want to call it. Who knows? We'll see. That's later on in this game. But there we go. Thank you very much, Pascal. I appreciate that. So these are the four major angels. Angels are messengers of God. And they are untied. I can't help you right now. My hands are tied. But you know what? I'll be done at 5 o'clock, and I'll help you all you want. Well, you know, here we are. It's time. It's time. And we're going into this judgment period. Now, it's interesting. It says, those who are not killed during this judgment period and do not, that they don't repent. And Skull, can we go to the following picture? The picture number, there we go. Yeah. It says, those who continue to worship demons and idols made of gold, silver, copper, and stone, or wood, who can neither see, nor hear, nor think, nor talk, they will be destroyed as well. So, this is the taking down of the satanic cabal that has been running this planet since the time of ancient Sumeria, with the biblical story of Nimrod, or that is the marker, where religion totally opposed to our creator was invented, and you could worship anything you want, led by demonic forces controlling this planet. And so aliens, extraterrestrials, are they demonic forces? You know, the little green men. Now we've seen some very interesting movies, and it might be hard to separate reality from fact once this goes into full swing. But one has to ask, this locust horde, which was released from the pit of the abyss, which most likely happened in 2012 at CERN. We've talked about that last week. Hello, God Shiva, the destroyer. Hello, Apollyon, the destroyer. What are they destroying? Babylon the Great. Why? Revelation 17:17. I love it. God puts it into their hearts to carry out his will, to carry out his every thought. What's Trump saying? I'm here on a mission from God. Yep. What's the end goal? Again, take down Babylon the Great. To take down the child trafficking, blood-sucking worshippers of Satan. Rascala, can we go to was it picture five? Yeah. Those who worship the serpent. Rascala, you know what this picture is.
This is the... I thought I was muted. This is, I mean, if you look carefully, you see, this is, you're looking at a snake. There's the two fangs, the two eyes, and then the ceiling is to replicate the grain of the skin of a snake. So you're looking at a snake, and that's the mouth and whatever in the world, that thing that they claim is Jesus. Lord have mercy.
Yeah, you look at that statue, it is, and right down at the bottom, at the foot of that statue, sits the Pope in yep. the snake. They are satanic Satan worshipers. Would you disagree with that?
No. Not
if
at
you
all.
If you did not know what church this was, and you walked in the back doors and you looked around and you saw that, what would you think, Rascala?
You know, if it were before I had this, I guess people say waking up, I would have thought it was weird, but I wouldn't have really put two and two together. Having been, what am I trying to say, all the reading and the research that I've done over the years and the videos that I've watched, the documentaries, if I walked into a church now, knowing what I know now, and it looked like that, I'd turn around and just walk out, not even... No way.
Why am I even here? Yep. Feet, do your thing. Do your thing. And I'm not condemning spirituality. I'm not condemning people who have the same thought and want to connect with God. People who believe in Jesus. He's king. He's king. And he ain't coming back in peace. He's coming on a horse this time. According to Revelation, the war is on. But this operation has to be carried out first. The cleanup of religion. You know, it's interesting. We don't get all of religion because some of those from the synagogue of Satan still exist. And they're forced to come before us and do obeisance at our feet. Could you imagine having Lord Rothschild and you call him before you and he has to get down on his hands and knees before you? Think about that. And so now with the authority given him, angelic form, the king of the pit of the abyss, or the king of the locust horde, the prince of the abyss, actually, I believe is how it's worded, because Apollyon was Zeus's son. Think about that. Who would be Zeus? Eh? The entity which we refer to as Satan or the devil. So it's you know, Greek mythology sometimes plays out very well, especially when you're dealing with the gods or the extraterrestrial beings that made themselves gods, the interdimensionals who have bonded, who have possessed human souls, hello, Beyonce, and whoever that is with you that performs and has made you a superstar because you signed a pact with the devil and sold your soul. You gave that entity permission to enter your body, and you have sold your soul to the devil. Think about that. Yeah. Yeah, you see, selling your soul to Satan only means death forever. There is no more life after this one. You ain't coming back ever. You joined his side. You know, her judgment isn't here. She could repent. She could ask for that entity to be extracted from her. But it would mean she'd have to give up her fame and fortune. Because it's not her. She is just the vessel. The entity is the talent. She is just the vessel. She's got the pipes and the performing looks. She is the vessel. And so, how many other vessels are there out there? Rascola, picture number 8, if we can go to that, I believe it is. Yeah. There's the Pope sitting in the throne with some bizarre figure behind him. If you look at close-ups of that, a very pale, sickly, it's supposed to be Jesus. It's one of the worst renderings that where's this person at when, but he's rising out of what could be hell. So could it be the keeper of hell that these people actually worship and they call it Christianity? They call it the Holy Roman Catholic Church because we teach you about the gods of the ancient Romans. Think about that. Who did the Romans worship? Eh? Why is there an obelisk right smack in the middle of St. Peter's Square? An obelisk, the penis of Ra, worshipped by the Egyptians. Something to think about. You know, it's great that you want to have a spiritual connection. Make it between you and our created Father. Creative. Just so that's clear. And do it in the name of Jesus, because he is the intermediary and will be for quite some time to come. And we're sitting on the cusp of all of this. We're going to get into the dynamics of this in the future, in future shows. But, you know, it's like you can't say everything all at once because you have to build the basis. You have to put it the foundation in for the building. There's a procedure on how to construct anything. And it always starts the foundation. That foundation is accurate knowledge. Knowledge which you can back up, not using religious dogma or doctrine, but using the scientific physics that are, and metaphysics that have been given to us, the science that has been developed over the centuries. And it's only been within the last 30 years that a little bit more than that, you know, once we figured out DNA back in the 50s, we knew it was there. You take a strand of human DNA and recreate all life on Earth all the way back to cyanobacteria. Think about that. Every living thing that you could recreate all life on Earth out of one single strand of human DNA. 7% of our DNA can be found in a daisy. You can make a daisy with it. Ooh, how about that? 40%, you make a mango. So they say. You know, it's that last couple of percent which separates us from all other life on Earth. Yeah. But what separates us the most is our spiritual connection directly with our Father, with our Creator. That's what connects us the most. We are interdimensional people, interdimensional living spirits, living in and experiencing a physical world of 10 dimensions. Scully, here's the question. There is no right or wrong answer. Just give me your thought. But if we live in dimensions 8, 9, and 10, scientifically speaking, we need those other 7 dimensions in order to exist, mathematically speaking, most exact science on the planet. We would have to make one simple assumption, that our mental process, our souls, do you think that they could that it could transfer our intelligence, could transfer all 10 dimensions?
I think, I'm guessing, but I think so.
It would seem logical.
I'm going by the theory behind energy. And once energy is energy, you can't destroy it. Our thoughts are part of us, which is energy. So I can't, I can only imagine we make it through all of them.
Yeah, we would have to be connected by them all. Because without them, we couldn't exist in the physical world. Oh, but we're going to ascend into the fifth. Sit down, relax, and you can ascend already. They don't get it. They don't get it. You know, we're going to be raptured. Well, you know what the scriptures say? If you really believe in what's written in the Bible, flesh and blood cannot inherit God's kingdom. So if you think you're leaving your body, you're leaving Earth, expect your physical body to remain behind. I don't care what you want to call it, but when you separate the soul from the physical body, we usually call that death. So go ahead and be raptured. But I'm not here to discuss religious dogma or doctrine. Believe what you want, but most of all, believe in life. And people need an escape because they don't comprehend what the possibilities are, and that's a future show. I've only made mention of it a few times, but hey, that there are billions of stars in this galaxy, hundreds of billions actually. And it's now believed that there are over a trillion galaxies within the known universe.
Wow.
And they figure 20% of all star systems have a planet that's in the Goldilocks zone that could sustain life. Think about that. How many other planet Earths are there out there just waiting to be inhabited, waiting to have families, waiting to be enjoyed, waiting to be called your own? Think about that. What a future, huh?
Really?
Riscola, I put my dibs on a whole galaxy. That was shown. I asked the question. I went down into deep meditation, into theta, put myself right before what I'll call the throne of Father Yahweh, Yahuwah, and off to his side was standing Jesus. And I pled. I said, I have to know. I said, I know everything that happens up to the end of Revelation. What is next? And I gave my reason for having to know. That reason was to fight through everything that is thrown at me in order to survive what is coming next, what we have to get through. Another show. I had to know what life was so worth living for. And then I was swept away with another entity, just swept me away from before the throne. And we went through galaxies, and I was shown planet after planet after planet after planet, like kind of like taking a deck of cards and just you know, scroll through the cards, looking at all the cards. And then we finally slowed down and circled around one and landed on the planet. And I was told by this other entity that I'm figuring probably one of my guardian angels. I was told to have four. But anyway, this guardian angel, this angel who took me to this planet said, "This is your planet. Everyone on this planet will be your children." And I thought, wow, wow. Think about that. And you know, I met somebody very special who told me she experienced the same thing or something very similar. So anyway, there's a whole nother story there. Maybe we'll discuss that one night. But that's coming in the future. There's a lot of things. Hey, can't come in the past anymore. Yesterday already happened, and we're coming toward the end of our show. But these are the people that, if you look at your screen, these are the satanic objects that have enslaved people. And now we are slowly seeing, and here's my question that I ask these other Bible scholars. Are these beings from the pit of the abyss, these locust-looking, what we call the locust herds, the size of horses, we know they're here for war, could they be Trumps or Apollyons, extraterrestrials, his interdimensionals, those who we are going to be exposed to? And when he says, well, yep, aliens really do exist, here they are, all my buddies from the pit of the abyss, could they be given assignments? Could they be controlling the new governments of the world? Could that have been one of the biggest levers that Trump Apollyon or Apollyon Trump presented before the president of China, Xi Jinping? I think that's pretty close. But anyway, think about that. Could that have been what has happened? Hey. Let's do this all together. We're all in this together. And Riscoll, you made very good reference to Ronald Reagan earlier, and we'll have to play that clip sometime. But Reagan's words said, if we were facing an alien force from outside our planet, would we not join together? Which alien force was he talking about? Because he said, there are aliens among us already. I actually asked the question, aren't there aliens among us already? So who is controlling planet Earth? And what alien force were they going to be facing? You see, when we use the logic of the Bible, it all comes down to, hey, this all makes sense. We're seeing an interdimensional changing of the guard that will take down this satanic empire. It's going to create its own, but it's going to take down this demonic sacrificing of children to a satanic religion, which has captured the whole entire planet. And that includes those from the synagogue of Satan who claim to be Jews and are not, but are lying. Those of the Rothschild ilk, the Oppenheimer, the Rockefeller. Yeah. They will be brought before us to do obeisance at our feet. What a great way to end the show. So, Riscoll, again, I thank you for joining me and producing the show. That's very much appreciated. Most of all, I thank all of our listening audience. Please support the channel. We're going to have to start getting people to make comments, that, you know, when we're running live, and start doing a little chat thing. Maybe when we get a little bit bigger, we'll have to start engaging people to chat. But at least give us a thumbs up and share this information. Share this show and become a member of Trim Radio Network. Share it with all your friends. Put it on your Facebook post. Hey, I heard some crazy things last night. You're not going to believe this. Listen to this link. And most of all, I'm going to say I love you all. And with that, love and blessings to everybody. Have a fantastic week. We'll be here next Thursday. Good night, everyone.